Well, welcome to iDeveloper Not Live. After the fiasco of last week, I only forgot that we were recording today and never made any announcements. And rather than go live with nobody in the chat room and just be really that humiliated, we thought we'd do a very private session with just me and Mr. John Fox. How are you, John?
Well, I'm dandy, but you know, as you were getting ready this morning, I was listening to last week's episode where I was referred to as what was that? As the nightmare by Mr. Graham Lee. So if you listen to nothing else from the last podcast, you have to listen at least to the very introduction where I'm still licking my wounds from it.
That's what I thought. I'd described you as a nightmare. So if it was Graham, that's great. I feel better about myself now.
Well, Graham put it as the, if I'm the dream come true, then what did he say? Something, then there was a piece of old cheese that you really shouldn't have been eating.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a new low. I mean, if we were going to consider the show as kind of a look back on the year and what are some of the low lights, because it's really mostly been low lights as far as I've been treated by the audience and the guest. I mean, I don't know whether it's a step up or a step down to go from being a Trabant to a piece of old cheese.
I guess that depends on what your taste is and what your needs are.
You know, they both refer to rot, so one, you know, rotting economic system.
But John, you may be sort of lowly and you may be the scum at the bottom of the barrel, but you're always there.
It's even better. And at least when I dare to call people out on it in the chat list, you know, Uli said that he wanted to have my baby, so that made up for it.
Now, that's a union that I just could not bless. The thought of what that child would have to endure is just too much. Anyway, we're just going to do a quick show just to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody before with no guests today. So actually, let's start with that, John. What has been your highlight of 2010?
Boy, that's hard to say, because the highlight, I would suppose, is the feeling that enough things have come together in the last month or so that gives me hope that 2011 will be a very fine year. And to be a little bit more specific, I've gotten some very, very interesting consulting work, which I know that we're going to do a show upon about, but it's very nice because it's directly related to the work I've already done, and it's pretty lucrative, which is nice, and it helps me to keep pushing Memory Miner forward. And I think I have some projects that have come about through some things I've done with some museums and the Los Angeles Idea Project and some other stuff, which if I can execute on, I think will all happen, and I think it'll be very nice. So I know that's very vague, but I think people who do indie software appreciate the fact that you work very hard for a certain period of time. It could be 1 or 2 years when you're building, you know, let's say 6 months to a year when you build the first version of an app, then you have it out there and you have to revise it and you have to revise it. And you may go for long periods of time when you're thinking, you know, does anybody care about this? Or, oh, I'm buried trying to just keep up with the customers I have. And you always dream about taking it to next levels and next levels. And it's nice when you do have some opportunities and do have some indication that the work that you've been doing will actually come to fruition. You can build on it.
That's cool. So basically what you're saying is your highlight of 2010 will be 2011.
That's a short way of saying it. There we go.
Are you wrestling somebody in the background at the same time?
No, but see, we're now in Christmas break. So my son is home, okay. And he had a sleepover with his friend. And so
the mini fox is there.
That's right. Yeah.
There we are. That's fine. Because I thought you were really, really quite talented at wrestling and talking at the same time. I think... for me, 2010, I mean, you've been taking it very personally, and I guess the question can be interpreted several ways. But just from an industry point of view, I think, you know, just looking at the iPad and the iPhone 4, which, you know, they've just changed everything. I mean, the iPhone 4 is now, it's a fairly powerful device in your hand, and with its great screen and whatever, that mobile phones have effectively changed. And the iPad is just, you know, I cannot believe it's been less than a year since the iPad's been around, but it's just changed the landscape everywhere. So I think really that's got to go down is you know, what 2010 is technologically. I mean personally for me, I mean, there's been the whole change to iDeveloper TV. There's been trying to refocus, trying to make this work in order to be able to do the thing I love and make a living. I guess from that point of view, I'm going to say with you, yeah, the best thing about 2010 will probably be 2011.
But I don't want to give too short shrift. I'll be very serious about this. I mean, when I look back at the year and where did some of these things started, and I actually do have to publicly thank you on air for making me a part of MDN and iDeveloper, because it has put me in contact with a bunch of people that I've known who they are, but there's nothing like meeting them in person and getting the little insights of knowledge. I mean, I can say for very concrete examples from NS Conference, you know, sitting with Matt Gemmels, you know, how do I call it, kind of let's beat the crap out of your app so you can make it better session. And that led me directly to being able to do the you know, the soft landing sample library. The sample library actually even consisted of a bunch of interesting photos, then and now time machine photos that you're all, you know, aware of, that were taken at NS Conference. So that was like a double duty, a triple duty. I got the knowledge I was looking for, got the contacts with the people who were then willing to lend me, you know, their visages, past and present, to produce a library, and that also formed the basis of some of the sample libraries and the thinking to what would go into Memory Miner for iOS. And the graphic designer for Memory Miner iOS, you know, Marcello Lupi, who Wrinkly P Design, who's been fantastic to work for. You know, I think I knew his work, I vaguely knew of him, but it was a direct, you know, a direct recommendation from Drew McCormick, who was on stage and whom I met, and who, you know, and because of that has helped me with some of the graphic treatment I've used. So on and so forth. There are just many, many examples. So this was definitely a year where things that I, you know, wanted to see come together have come to it. And that in itself is a very interesting process. You know, I did ship Memory Miner 2.0 just at the end of last year. I mean, you were there, you know, I just pushed up the release and you know, you kind of pre-announced it to the world before I'd had everything ready. No, which is fine. And so,
thank you.
Sometimes I think it's important to step back a little bit and see, you know, ask yourself, are you where you want to be? I mean, you can always say, oh, well, by this metric, I would have preferred to have done this, that, and the other thing. But I think that you have to be able to look at these as a series of, you know, whether you want to refer to them as story arcs or action arcs or just paths or however you want to do it. But it is helpful to look back at it and see how things grow and progress.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to most in 2011?
I would say, you know, making the transition from, you know, three separate efforts, you know, Memory Miner for Mac desktop, Memory Miner for iOS, and Memory Miner for web, getting them out, working together in the way that I'd always imagined, and I've been working on it for so long, you know, with a number of false starts in a number of areas, but I think that these pieces actually do come together, and I think they also come together at the time when it can be most well received, because sometimes you have an idea and look at any kind of great innovation that exists in the world. Sometimes you have to, you know, do it 2-3 times before everything's ready. I mean, I was actually listening to, you know, Eric Schmidt talking about, you know, Chrome OS, and he was talking about, it's like, well, it's not such a new idea. We talked about it really hard and pushed it really hard back with Sun and Oracle, you know, more than a decade ago. And, you know, the world wasn't quite ready for it. And whether it's Chrome OS that actually does it or a revision of Android OS, this notion of having, you know, your data stored in the cloud and you operate on it from multiple devices and it keeps things in sync, that's an idea I absolutely believe as whose time has come. And the software, you know, development kits and the infrastructure for doing it and people's familiarity with it are there in place. So, to make the transition from a software that is somewhat monolithic on the desktop to having a simpler rendition of that, you know, on the desktop and a simpler rendition of it for iOS and a simpler rendition of it for web that all work together and piggyback some other services out there, and having that net combination really deliver the experience that I've been dreaming of.
Excellent. It's I look forward to it, and I can hopefully pre-announce it before you're ready again.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to next year, to building the iDeveloper library so that it's a good start place for anybody coming to the platform to really get whatever they need. We've got loads of courses we're scheduling to film next year. Equally, actually, Towards the end of this year, I've started doing development again and doing some coding work, and I'm absolutely loving it at the moment. So I think doing a bit more actual coding next year and keeping a better balance of there, and really trying to sort of see what happens in the community, just to develop the community more, get to, you know, get the conference going even stronger, and just maybe come up with something else that could just enhance the community. I know some people have really not liked the fact that iDeveloper is sort of, you know, having to sell videos. It's what some people see as quite high prices, you know, and whatever else. But at the end of the day, yep, I need to feed my family. But I do want to be seen as the community person, still a community person. And so hopefully next year I can sort of maybe restore some of my reputation in that area.
Well, I think the best way to do it is for me to pre-announce NS Conference Atlanta. Do you already have those dates, or should I just invent them for you?
I don't have any dates yet. I have dates. I've announced sort of announced dates for NS Conference UK, 21st to 23rd of March, 2010. But I can't say anything about the USA at this time. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, I can make an announcement in the USA.
What is this? You just don't like Americans anymore? What's the matter?
John, trying to organise a conference from 5,000 miles away, in sort of, and also make certain decisions about the current economic climate and the fact that there were six developer conferences last quarter in the US all around that had varying levels of success and attendance makes actually, it's quite a difficult proposition to sort of consider and get right from my lowly state, especially my lowly financial state.
And the fact that you are stuck in an internet backwater of East Bollockshire.
That's the one. That's the one. Right. Well, I don't think, John, you got anything you want to say to your loving public before we go? I don't want to waffle this on for too long, because we said last week we wanted more tech, and this week we've had no tech. So it's really just to come on and say happy Christmas and a happy New Year to everyone. Is there anything else you want to say before I wind us up?
No, I will wish everybody the best of the holiday season. I think we have lots of great opportunities as Mac and iOS developers, and I'm very much looking forward to helping other people to the extent that I can, and will equally be happy to receive help from those who are smarter and better at what they do than I am.
That's great. Well, John, it's been great fun working with you this year and meeting up with you several times actually this year, which is more than we normally do in a year. We normally get to see each other once, been twice this year. That's great. And look forward to next year in all the wonderful qualities that you will bring to this show.
I'm gonna let that linger, all the wonderful qualities, because it's neutral and I can just imagine it being good.
Is lingering legal in California?
No, that proposition didn't pass.
All right. Okay. I'm surprised there hasn't been a vote on that yet. But there we are. Right. We want to thank Rem Objects for being our sponsor for this year. This isn't an advert for them because, you know, this is just a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. But they've been great. They've kept us on the air with their support. So thanks to the guys at Rem Objects. If you're feeling full on Christmas Day and you're stuffed with turkey and looking for something to do, why not check out www.remobjects.com? I'm sure you could find worse things to do than that. We will be back in the new year with a slightly different shaped iDeveloper Live, a bit more techie as well, hopefully, for those who've been saying that. And but until then, you take care. I'm sorry.